Hello, welcome to the Ilone Show. I'm your host, John Malone. In this episode, no regulars, because reasons, as always. As for our guest, he's from Chicago, Illinois, but currently in Atlanta, Georgia. And he's, well, I'll give you a surprise for that one. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Jeff Sparks.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. So, how's life?
Life is good for me. I'm enjoying everything, watching the craziness that's going on in the world. But other than that, life is good.
Fabulous. Is there anything you're currently working on at the moment?
I've just finished a single called Wave At Me. And that's on the smooth jazz charts. And I'm getting ready to do something that has never been done before. And I can let the cat out of the bag a little bit, and it's being able to go into your AMC theaters in the Dolby Atmos room and do a concert. So that's what I'm getting ready to do. Do the show in the Dolby Atmos platform.
Very good. Very good. And what, so just to clarify for all the listeners, what is it you mainly work as?
As far as music, as far as what I do on the side, which one do you want to talk about?
Everything.
Well, I'm a broadcast audio engineer for Creflo Dollar Ministries here in the Atlanta area. I've been doing that since 91. And so that's what I do most of the time during my daytime stuff. But then come the evening hours, I'm a professional saxophonist going out just trying to entertain people and make their world a little bit better with music.
Fabulous. What inspired you to become a musician?
Oh, I grew up in North Chicago, Illinois. My mom was the music teacher. My dad was the organist, and she was also the choir director at church. So I grew up with mom and dad doing music. My older brother played the baritone. My next brother played the drums, and my sister played the flute. So we were a musical family with grandparents also playing instruments and stuff like that. So that's where, back in the day when it was music in the schools, you got to pick the instrument you wanted to play. And I just gravitated toward the alto saxophone. That's what I started on. And just stayed in band all those years, going all the way up till college years. I went to Whitewater University in Wisconsin for a year and then transferred to Berklee College of Music and did my 4 years there and then came on down to Atlanta. So music has just been there for me the whole time. So, yeah.
Yeah, very good. What's the weather like where you are right now?
Hot. It's hot today. Today is in the 80s. And, that's how it is in Atlanta. It's going to always be hot. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If you could live anywhere else in the world, where would it be?
You said if I could live somewhere else in the world?
Yes.
Aruba. I love Aruba, man. You talk about beautiful weather. And, it's just laid back. Aruba was nice. Yep.
Yes. I've always wanted to go to a warmer climate.
Where are you?
So I'm currently in Manchester in the United Kingdom.
Okay, cool. Cool. And you've never been to the warm areas? Warm weather areas?
Well, actually, when I was young, every year, I go to Brazil to visit my family. The weather is very, very hot. Year round, it's very hot. Even during the winter months, it is low as like 20 degrees Celsius, which is like 70 Fahrenheit, perhaps.
Okay. Brazil. So, yeah. How did you like Brazil?
Oh, yeah. Brazil is amazing. It has everything that you could possibly imagine and so much more that makes you never want to leave.
Yeah, I got to get there. That sounds like a winner.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Where do you see yourself 20 years from now?
Really sitting back just trying to enjoy some of the money I made and watch my grandkids grow up. That's, you know, it's funny, man. It's like I tell some people sometimes it sucks getting older because it's just like your body starts breaking down if you don't take care of yourself. You know, just little twitches and stuff start hitting you. But, you know, as long as I have my health and I can watch my grandkids grow up, and I think that'll be a good place. You know, I'm traveling now. I'm trying to travel and see everything I can possibly see. I'll be going to Jamaica in about 2 weeks, so I want to go see what that's like. And but yeah, 20 years from now, I'll be about 80 years old. You know, hey, hopefully, I just want to make sure I have my health. If my health is good, I can get around. I'll still be doing music. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any dates for any more concerts you're going to be performing at?
Right now, I stopped all dates going out because I'm really trying to concentrate on this Atmos performance because it's taking so much, all the pre-planning, all the pre-mixing, all the syncing up of video and everything that goes along with it. It's going to be more than just your normal go watch somebody like in a club and play. Because I'm really trying to take advantage of the Atmos platform. And, you know, just like when you go see big movies and the seats are rumbling and all of that, I'm really trying to make sure I put all of my efforts and everything into that performance, which is, you know, we're targeting. We haven't locked the actual date down, but it's going to definitely be in September. You know, we're trying to get the movie industry involved to check it out. And we're trying to get, you know, the music industry, because it's just being able to take advantage of a platform of the movie theaters, which they're having a rough go since COVID, you know, keeping people in them seats, you know, going around. So we're just trying to show them another avenue of being able to use those buildings and the technology that's already there. And so, you know, once I execute this, then I'm going to turn up the tour schedule, because then I'm going to just make my tour going around to those theaters, you know, because then I know exactly what I'm dealing with. And then it's more of an exclusive type thing. You know, it's going to be nice for the end user to come sit and hear that big sound of the theater along with, you know, the live concert and the video and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, I could certainly see that.
Yeah, like I said, it's never been done before. And, you know. I've got the blessing of Dolby, who is the ones that make the boxes for all those movie theaters, and so it's something big, man, and I really want to make sure I do it right so that it catches the attention, and where people will want to go see music in that type of environment.
Yes, indeed. If you could get an exotic pet, what would it be?
An exotic pet. Yeah, you know, my logo, I like to say, is a seahorse. I like seahorses. And, you know, I think those are pretty cool since the males are the ones that give birth to the babies and stuff, you know, and that's how I look at the music. I give birth to my babies, which are the songs that I create. So, yeah, seahorse. I don't know if that's so exotic, but at the end of the day, you know,
that's honestly, what I. Yeah, honestly, I see seahorses as rather exotic animals.
Yeah, I see them at the aquarium here, and you know, they're cool, man. I like them.
Yeah. Sweet. If you could know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask?
It'd probably be more like, why am I here? You know, you always want to know what's your purpose, and you want to make sure that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And if somebody could tell you, instead of you just going about life, you know, you could quit wasting a lot of time doing stuff that doesn't matter. So, I mean, you know, if I had my opportunity, I'd be like, why am I here? Can you tell me so then I can go ahead and develop that and keep going?
Yes, I feel it. If life was a game, like most people would say, what are some of the rules to it?
If life was a game, let's see, I would say, where's out of bounds? So I know not to go over there. Well, I hate bumping my head, trying to figure stuff out. So just give me the rules up front. And let's see what else would be fun if I would. I think at the end of the day, if life was a game, I would almost have to say just keep the laughter and the joy going in the game, because there's so many things going on in life that can pull you down. If you just watch the news, it's just like it's so depressing. So I would just say, more joy, laughter. I think that's what I would have to say. That would be some of the rules that would have to be enforced, because it's enough stuff pulling you down.
Yeah, indeed. Would you rather never watch another TV show or movie again, or never use social media again?
Huh. It's funny that I'm not a big movie goer, so the movies don't bother me. Social media, to me, at my age, social media has been probably a plus in the sense of being able to reconnect with people that you never thought you would ever see again. So I like social media for those particular reasons. I've been able to catch up with classmates that I have not seen in 30 and 40 years, and just to see how they were doing since high school. It's like, wow, I never thought I'd see you again. So the upside for social media, I would keep that over a movie. A movie doesn't really do nothing for me that much.
Okay, cool. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm early bird. I'm early. Hey, I used to be a night owl, but you get older, man, you need your sleep. So I just let me go to sleep, and let me go to sleep and get up early. Knock it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be an early bird, but really, I'm just a night owl.
What time do you go to
Late.
bed?
Really late.
Yeah, see, I hope you're doing something to stay up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're one of those people that don't wake up till noon?
Well, actually, I wake up pretty early, so
Okay, so you must be young. You must be young.
yeah, I'm very
Yeah.
young.
Yeah, man. You can get away with that stuff when you're young, because once you cross over, Doc. Oh my goodness, you're gonna be wanting to get your sleep, trust.
Yeah. If you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would you have a good chance at winning a medal for?
Any activity you do, what would I want? Interesting. That's interesting. I never thought about it, other than the fact that, golf is already an Olympic sport now, and I would love to be able to get good enough to participate, but I'm not sure, because I don't know. That's not sure, because I'm trying to fit in where I can fit in with the sports that we already have. I don't need to create nothing new.
Okay, fair enough. There's a valid point. Have you met anyone famous?
It depends on what you mean. What do you define famous? What is fame? I've
Well,
met, okay. If I had to say, if I call famous, I met Muhammad Ali, and I met him before. Me and him got in the elevator at the same time. So if you're talking about famous on that level, yeah, Muhammad Ali.
actually, yeah, that's actually pretty good. He's very well known in the boxing industry.
But I mean, if you're talking about celebrities, it's funny. The one thing I probably would say I regret I never did, because I've met these people, a lot of people, I never took pictures with them, because I always try to give people their space, you know, I mean, because they catch it so much. But I mean, I've met a lot of people, you know, who you would consider like civil rights icon, like Andrew Young and John Lewis and people like that, you know, Hosea Williams, Jesse Jackson. So all those people from those civil rights era, I've met a lot of those people. So, I mean, but I never look at them as famous, because I just look at people as people, you know, you know.
Yes, absolutely. The important thing is, They made a difference for the better in this world.
Yeah, they
That's
did.
Good enough.
Yep. And I'm appreciative, because I'm a recipient of being able to live in a world where it wasn't always nice to people of color, you know. And so it's just one of those things, because of their sacrifice, I'm able to go around the world and do what I do, you know. So I'm grateful.
Yes. Couldn't agree more. Are you a cat person or a dog person?
I've had a cat. I've had dogs. I like dogs better than cats.
Nice. You know what? I might possibly say the same. Dogs are friendly and very excited whenever you're around.
Yeah, a cat ain't gonna give you that kind of love. Sorry.
Nah. Absolutely. If someone wrote a book about you, what do you think its title would be?
The Entertainer.
That's sweet.
You know, that's how I look at myself. I don't look at, you know, it's so many great musicians out there, let alone great saxophone players. And I don't look at myself as a great saxophone player. I'm okay. I can hold it down. But I definitely consider myself an entertainer. I love doing, you know, making people have a great time, especially when they spend money to come see you. You know, they owe you nothing. You owe them everything. So you need to get out there and make them enjoy themselves. So that's what I like to do. I'm an entertainer.
Very good. What is the one thing you can't live without?
Air. Can't live without air, bro. Let's see. I would definitely say my wife. I got to have my support system with me. Period. Yep.
Yeah. Where is the best place to explore?
Where is the best place to explore? Well, if you got your health, I would say anywhere, really, because if you've never been there or never seen it, you would want to go see it, you know. That's what I'm trying to do in my later years is, you know, I sit back watching National Geographic so much, it feels like I've been to a lot of places, but to go physically and see the various places, that's where you want to go explore, period. God made this big old earth. You need to go see some of it.
Yes, absolutely. Have you heard of a drink called banana friche?
That's a drink?
Maybe.
No, I've never heard of that. Have you had it?
No, I haven't had it before.
Well, what is it? Do you know what it is?
Yes, I know what it is. Okay, so it's a banana-flavored milkshake / smoothie, and it has all the tingly sensations in the world.
Is all the tingly sensations in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get this from?
It all came from my head.
Oh, okay, so it's something you done made up. Well, do you have the items to make it?
I'm not sure. It's quite a mystery. We're about to find out in the next few years if it's into fruition, in reality.
Wow. Gotcha.
If you have to lose one of your senses, Which would you choose to lose?
Lose my senses here. I probably could go without a taste. I can go without it. Because you know, you're not trying to eat to get full. You just need to eat enough stuff. And if you know what's healthy for you, you'd be all right. You wouldn't have to taste it. So I can go on without taste.
Yeah, of course. Which pizza topping do you most relate to?
Pepperoni.
Nice, nice. Would you sleep on the wall or sleep on the ceiling?
Same thing, depending on the perspective that you're looking at it. So, I mean, you know.
All right, then.
Yeah, you can lean against the wall or... So I'll take wall. Wall for 200, please.
Okay, that's a bargain. If your mind was an island, what would it look like?
It looked like Aruba.
That makes sense. It's a gorgeous place.
Gorgeous place.
Filled with gorgeous people.
Yeah, people from all over the place. I mean, like I said, so many people of different nationalities and everything that go there. So, yeah, it's a cool spot.
Yes. In which fantasy universe would you like to live in?
Fantasy universe. Let's see. I'll take the red pill and... Yeah, we'll do the red pill and we'll go on, hang out with Neo. That's what I would do on the Matrix. That's
what nice. I'd say the same, 100%. If you had a year of free time to learn or hone any skill, what would you do?
If I had the free time, I would do music. I'd get into my sax more. If where I didn't have to go to work, I could just veg out and that's all I did. Yeah, that's what I do. Music.
Very good.
Yep.
Where has been the furthest you traveled to from where you were originally from?
UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep.
Whereabouts in the UK?
We were over, what's that big, y'all got the, it's like the arena, the theater that y'all, not a theater, but it's like a convention center with the things that stick up out of it. It looked like, I don't even, what was it? I can't even remember the name of it. It was like an arena that y'all have over there.
Was it circular?
Yeah, it was round.
Oh, that's the O2 Millennium Arena.
Okay. Yeah, Belvedere, back in the early 2000s. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That was a vibe.
Yeah.
Would you rather never age physically or never age mentally?
Oh, mentally. Got to keep my mind. We can work out and try to keep the body up as much as we can, but you don't lose your mind. Yeah,
that's a very good point. What is your favorite quote?
Oh, it's funny because I try to hear it, but I heard one the other day. He said, a short pencil will beat your memory any day. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. What is the best excuse for being late that there's you've heard or used?
No. There's no excuse for being late. None. Unless you're dead, then you got all the excuses in the world. But I can't stand being late. So, I can't take it. that pisses me off right there, because you didn't anticipate. So no excuses for being late.
Okay, yeah. I honestly, I respect you for that. Not many people say that, but I'm glad someone did. And I respect you for that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you had to bear...
Where do you get these questions from? That's what's cracking me up over here. I'm like, what?
Well, basically, at first, I was just going online looking at fun questions to ask people. And over time, I just kind of made a couple of questions up on my own.
I know this, right?
So, yeah.
I get it. Hey, whatever works, man, that's what you do.
Yeah, indeed. If you had to bury a treasure chest, where would you hide it?
If I had to bury a treasure chest, where would I hide it? Oh, interesting. Well, I'd probably break the slab up in my garage and put it under the slab of the garage. What the heck? Nobody gonna come in here looking for it. So I don't know. You know, that's one of them things. I never put no thought to that. So I don't know.
Okay, cool. What would a world populated by clones of you be like?
Boring as hell, man. Boring. A bunch of clones of me? No, man. You gotta have a variety of people, man. That's what makes this world go around. You gotta have people, not yourself, because you'd be boring. You'd be very boring. You might be able to put up with somebody for a little bit, but a bunch of yous? Nah. Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah, I agree. There has to be a blend, a variety, because exactly. It's what makes us stand out in the best way possible.
Yeah, but if it's a bunch of yous, you know,
get boring fast.
No matter how great you are, after a period of time, you're going to get tired of yourself, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just going to get boring eventually.
Yep.
But yeah, that's a good point. Variety is definitely good.
Yes.
And that is all we have for this episode. It was great having you on, Jeff, talking about your work as a musician and a lot of other things. It's been quite an experience.
Yes, sir. It has.
Until next time. Stay tuned for more.